on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
NUMSA has welcomed Parliament's Public Enterprises Portfolio Committee's decision to recommend referring the collapsed Takatso SAA deal to the Special Investigating Unit to be probed further. The planned sale of 51% of South African Airways to Takatso as a strategic equity partner was scrapped in March. The government says it was by mutual agreement. The committee says the department did not or has not been able to successfully dispute or disprove all the allegations by former Director General Khatatso Tlhakudi that the deal was hijacked to benefit certain people. Minister Gordon has been accused of trying to keep the details of the agreement under wraps. NUMSA's Phakamile Hlubi-Majola says they are vindicated by the decision by the committee.
The committee's job is to play an oversight role on the Department of Public Enterprises, and it found that Minister Pravin Gordhan failed to conduct himself in an open, honest and transparent manner with regard to the transaction. The minister attempted to bully the committee into keeping the deal a secret, even though there was absolutely no justification in doing so. SAA is a state-owned entity, and every aspect of the deal must be open to the public to scrutinize.
The DA's KZN Premier candidate says the eThekwini municipality should be placed under administration with immediate effect. Chris Papa says this would be the first act of his provincial cabinet should he be elected.
The second thing that I will do is ensure that we have a comprehensive review of the managers and deputy city managers who are responsible for frontline services. It really is unacceptable that you have highly paid civil servants who cannot account for their failure.
Papas today presented an alternative State of the City address in Durban ahead of Mayor Mxolisi Kaunda's speech tomorrow. He says despite an annual budget of more than 60 billion rand, eThekwini municipality is still struggling to provide basic services to residents.
Because it is impossible that so much money is set aside, yet there are so many problems still that exist within this department. Whether it is around water tankers or contractors who failure to deliver, we must have the Special Investigating Unit come into the city and provide us with a detailed investigation of the corruption that we believe is taking place in the Water and Sanitation Department.
Further afield, French media is reporting that veteran actor Gerard Depardieu has been summoned for questioning by police. It's understood two people allege he sexually assaulted them on film sets in 2021. The actor, who is 75, denies ever abusing a woman. And finally, Beyoncé and Jay-Z's daughter has joined the cast of a prequel to The Lion King. Mufasa follows the 2019 live-action remake of the Disney classic, now focusing on the lion's origin and his childhood with brother Scar. It will be 12-year-old Blue Ivy Carter's first movie role. Her mother will also return as Nala. It's out at the end of this year. Durban 29 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay 32. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mphahlele.